18th, the 13th of Adar Aleph. We're on the bottom page, Ayin Beis, in the section talking about Talmud Torah. As we've seen in this section, really everything needs Siyata D'Shmaya, but the Gemara refers to two different levels. According to the Gaon's explanation, the Gemara refers to two different levels of Siyata D'Shmaya, to be very understanding and have insight in Torah. Is a Siyata D'Shmaya that he described like a Metziah, which is a one-sided experience. There's no giver, but Hashem had to make it happen that I found the insight into the Torah. The Ukme Girsa, on the other hand, to maintain and remember the Torah, is like a Matana. Matana has a giver and a receiver, so Kivayachal, that's like it requires more involvement, quote-unquote, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a higher level of Siyata D'Shmaya. He spoke about the melchama needed to succeed in Torah, according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, which he said sometimes means just forcing oneself to learn more than he's inclined to. But he said the primary melchama is to want to learn more, not to learn more than one wants to, but to make oneself want to learn more, because that's a stronger connection to Torah. It's v'haravna. That's the Rambam's avas haTorah. And then in this third section, which we're really in the middle of now, he describes the process to learn systematically. The Gemara and Rishonim, don't jump to Achronim. Jumping to Achronim is like seeking out things to talk about rather than systematically coming to a question and seeking out an answer.
Circuit.
Yeah, it's... it's like I didn't really process that's the question to ask. Somebody gave me something to talk about. But if you think it through systematically, and your mind comes up, so what's the most obvious issue here? And you try to see it in the Rishonim, that's a much more systematic and complete, rather than a spoon-fed way of learning. And he said more important is to get what you do understand and remember it. At the end of the second to the bottom paragraph, he said a person who has a hard time grasping or remembering is not going to be held accountable for knowing Shas, but what he does learn, he will be held accountable to learn thoroughly and remember. So now on the bottom of page Ayin Beis, I stalled for you. We're up to Kol
HaLomei.
Okay. Kol HaLomei Torah V'ra Baruch V'Limudo. Anybody who studies Torah and sees success in his learnings, his blessing in his learning, Mis'av L'Chadish Kedusha Torah, desires to come up with Kedushim. To say something new. Bavada ain onig ba'olam ka onig hazoch l'chidush b'Torah. There's no enjoyment in the world like some coming up with a chidush in Torah. Something that initially was unclear. It seemed like an impossible thing to explain, and he has an approach, and can prove it. It's beautiful. It's the greatest thing. Zohar talks about it. Kol chidush Torah, chidush hu ba'olam atzvam chadash ayoda. Any Chiddush Torah is like something novel within the person himself that he's made new. It's like he's created something new. Ulam Chiddush Tzarech Lios Amiti, but it has to be true. Hudorish Amal Rav Ubikaris Atmos, it requires a lot of toil and self-scrutiny. Bilti Mishuchedes, that's not, that literally means bribed, but in other words, if I think of something novel, my inclination is to want to believe that it's true, so I'll defend it. Even if I come to a question that really shows it to be indefensible. So it has to be intellectually honest, not quote-unquote bribed by one's own pride or excitement. And who is it who isn't affected, who isn't quote-unquote bribed by the lightning of his seichel, the brilliance of his seichel? And prepare to defend the fruits of his own thought, even against greater people. Ayidechilukim shown him by, you know, like distinct, like almost strange distinction. No, it's not a question, because it could be like this, it could be like that. And sometimes it's very forced answers, and the questions are better than the answers. I was talking recently, there was a guy that once described in yeshiva, he was like lightning. Fast and crooked, brilliant and crooked. I have something to say, but it's not right.
Are you talking about Hiddushim for yourself or real Hiddushim?
No, Hiddush for yourself is a Hiddush.
Okay.
But usually it's something that if you look in the general literature about the sugya, you won't find.
Then you can find some source, then there's...
Usually, yeah, you learn the basics of the sugya, and nobody says this, and there's a question, and I say this is the answer. And
in your mind, you're going through the...
Yeah. Somebody once quoted me from Tzvi Koshelesky, one of the great Rosh Yeshiva in Israel. He said, there's no real chidushim. If it's glat, the Rishonim said it. If it's krum, the Achronim said it. But, but to the person, it's new. Ein lidchok es hasho. It means don't force it. Don't force things too early. This yagei al chidushim to wear yourself out on chidushim. B'derech klal, generally, kol od sheshomim shiurim b'gemara pirush rashi tosos. So long as one is in this stage of life, again, he's talking to Yeshua Bachar, or you're hearing shir, we would call it blot shir. Gemara Rashi tells you, working through the sugya. Yesh lashkia kol koch amal b'havanas tzuras ha-shmaitza al-buria. One should invest all of his energy into the toil of understanding the sugya clearly. Ukniyas yediyah brura b'masechtos and the mothers b'yeshiva to acquire clear knowledge of the masechtos that are learned in yeshiva. Nowadays there are certain parakim and masechtos that are more commonly learned. They have the fundamentals of lamdas. Really all of Torah is important, but at least the sections that he's working on. Kasher maschilim lilma b'ofan atzmai, when he starts to learn in an independent way, which should mean that he's graduated past this, rak oz higiyaz man lamal al chidushi Torah. That's really the time to work on the chidushi Torah. Ad oz yesh lirshom b'pinkas miyuchat kol ha'ara abom emele im halimut. Until then, he should keep a notebook, a special notebook, any ha'ara, any insight that comes sort of naturally by way of learning. In other words, he's not working on chidushim, but as he was learning, a thought came up, an insight, a proof, and later you put all those things together. When you're reviewing it, you have more of a knowledge, and it could lead to chidushim. Chaburos kolomar marochos b'chidushi Torah einan ba'os b'kalos. Chaburo, which classically really means a whole marocha, which means it comes from. I'm not discussing one page and one Rashi and one Tosfos. I'm talking about a whole concept. We call it a Shir Klali. And I have a whole approach to how this concept works. You know, there's certain concepts in sugyas, and rather masechtos of Shas, that carry through from one sugya to the next to the next. And it's not a question of understanding one sugya clearly with Rishonim. It's doing that in the next sugya, the next, and seeing a trend and proving it. There are svarim of Chidushi Torah that can go on for 50 pages trying to show an approach. So they don't come easily. All yidei yigia chad pa'amis, by a one-time toil. You know, I'm going to sit down today, I never learned this, and I want to come up with a chiddush. That's premature. Mi sheheir ha'aros shonos b'limud b'meshav zman u'musha. A person who's made different ha'aros, different points, insights, by way of learning for a prolonged period. Magia la'at la'at la'machshava yosar makifa b'torah. He comes gradually to a level of thought that's more encompassing in Torah. Ad kedei ma'arach ha'shleim, until he could reach a full ma'arach, which is like a full system or setup of how he understands something. This is, seems to me, this is the way to understand it. And here's where you see it in this sugya, and that sugya, and next sugya. Avol ef shel haskel tekev b'yitzirus ma'arachos, we can't start right away with creating these things. It comes from a broad knowledge. B'teshuka muvenes nigash atzar ledaf gemara, asher olav lehochen olachse. With an understandable yearning, a young person approaches a page of gemara that he has to prepare, or maybe that he's reviewing. And what's that yearning? She is Ara Lahakshas Kusha Chazaka Latarz Kusha Shemafarshim in Yehua Vitzarachian. He wants to ask that Bam Kasha, you know, that major question that turns the whole sugya on its head, or to answer something that the Mefarshim left as something that needs further analysis, to answer it Tzarachian. That's an understandable desire. But Halomid
Tzarachian is.
It means it needs further analysis. But usually it means it's unanswered. We bleib schwer. Leave it as a difficulty. Halomed beretzinos amitis, person who learns with true seriousness, Ezo Mida Shel Hisapkus Jerushalo Nochach Trukazos. What a level of holding back. It's the word used by Yosef at Tzadik. Yochel Yosef Lazapek, he couldn't hold back. How much holding back is required of him against this yearning? Zeha Mispata Litishukaso Ubocher Vitziltzil Hasichli. A person who's seduced by this desire and chooses, Tziltzil means the ring, but it means like the thrill, the intellectual thrill of, instead of just working through this Gemara in the next 3 hours and getting things clear, I want to try to work on answering Rabbi Akiva Eger's question over here.
Tziltzil
is
thrill.
Ring? It means ring. It means to ring. Mitzaltel is to telephone rings. He's susceptible, he's likely to be mevatel, to engage in bittel for hours upon hours. Benatayim tarosu muznachas, in the interim his Torah is abandoned. Yidiyosu mefageras, his knowledge, let's say his knowledge base, and mefager means to be a corpse, is dead. He could have had a lot of knowledge, and instead he's hyper-focused on one thing that he's not really qualified to be analyzing. B'safek gadol mizdamin lo chiddush hagan. It's a big doubt whether it'll come to him a proper chiddush anyway. It's premature. Now, ha'amu le'el misyaches el halimud be'iyun. The aforementioned applies to what we call iyun, analytical learning. Ulam lo'al yidei ha'iyun levado ha'tara niknas. Torah is not acquired through iyun alone. Person who's already reached independence and learning, he has the skills. It's of necessity to establish for himself a time also for acquiring what we call bekiyas. It means expertise, but we use it today to mean broad knowledge. Aside from the seder when he's involved in more deep and analytical learning. How incredible it would be to listen to the advice of Gedolei Hador. Gedolim are always yelling that people should cover more ground than Shas. And Yidden were always not listening. It's an old story, but Lilmod Koyom Shnei Dafim Gemara, to learn every day 2 pages of Gemara. Afilably Tosis, even if it's without Tosis, not a small feat. Belachzor alayim arba pa'am, and review it 4 times. That's considered like the minimum for getting something clear. B'shita zu yichol makabel yediyah haguna b'shas meshach shalosh shana. With this approach, you can get a good knowledge of Shas in 3 years, drop more. Apparently there's something in the back of the sefer about this, I don't know. Mize lo yitzel da Shas, who doesn't want to know Shas? Ela shenidmelonu kidaver gadol kazehu mimena v'hala. But the problem is, it appears to us that something great like this is beyond us. Mimenu v'hala, he's borrowing a phrase from the section of the Navi we read when Shabbos is Erev Rosh Chodesh with the arrows. I tell you, the arrows are closer, the arrows are beyond you. So Mimenu v'hala is like, it's beyond you. V'lokein, it's not so. Ki karav hadavar elein. The matter is close to us. Benitzel ikvi shel zmanenu. Yachol nuchol la'asos of Ezra Hashem, and with a it's like a systematic saving of our time, we would be able to do it with Hashem's help. Okay, to draw more brachos on the chamal. Ahu talmid have a ka'azel basreider Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda b'shuka d'tzion. Alright, this is a story in the Gemara where the Talmud is walking by this Rebbe. And the Talmud sees that the Rebbe sees the Talmud is afraid, and he says, "If you're afraid, it means you're a sinner." And he says, "What do you mean? There's a pasuk that says praiseworthy is a person who's always afraid." He says, "That's by divrei Torah. A person's always afraid he's going to lose his learning. The place where it's appropriate to be afraid is that maybe I'm not doing enough to hold on to my Torah learning. Everything else we should be chilled out about, but holding on to Torah learning, we should be nervous about." And come back tomorrow.